Lambert. Now to Lallana. Getting away from the first challenge. Trying a little 1-2. Gets the ball back again. This is dangerous. Lallana 1-0. Well, that's what they can do. They sprung that from nothing. Adam Lallana 1-2 with Ricky Lambert. Lallana got the ball back inside the penalty box. Left-footed shot it back across the face of Ben Foster into the corner of the net. And Liverpool have the lead, 1-0. Spraying it out towards Banquillo on the right-hand side. It's a poor ball infield from him, though. Gives it towards Morrison, and Sessegnon's now having a run. And Lallana's tugging his shirt there. Why can't the referee see that?
Penalty!
There's got to be a penalty. Blows the whistle, and is he going to point to the spot?
Yes.
He is! He took an age, Michael Oliver. Berahino beat Lovren to the ball. Lovren's challenge was late. Lovren saying he was outside the box. Michael Oliver says, inside. He's on the penalty spot, the referee. He's pointing to the goal. I mean, here comes Saida Berahino now.
Yes.
Scores! What a good penalty. Mignolet the wrong way, and Berahino off to celebrate. It's all back in the melting pot. Square at Anfield. 1-1. Gerard to Manquillo, who's crept forward. Early ball in towards Raheem Sterling. Going for goal. Looks like a penalty there. Gardner's challenge. Sterling goes to goal. In comes the shot. 2-1. And it's Jordan Henderson. It looked like a penalty, to be fair. Gardner on Sterling. Referee played advantage. Went on. And Henderson, from the pullback, slotted it into the far corner to make the penalty debate redundant. But Henderson scores, it's 2-1 to Liverpool.
Well, Alan, it'd be a disappointing result for you. What were your views of the performance today?
Yeah, it is a disappointing result because I felt we deserved something out of the game. I felt in the first half we had a good shape about us. We looked compact, with the exception of the goal, and it just shows when you're playing against teams of this quality that if you don't get your positioning right for a brief second, then they'll open you up. It was a great goal from Liverpool's point of view, but we can analyse that and look at a number of things that we didn't do so well. My biggest disappointment in the first half was that we didn't show enough self-belief. We didn't show enough confidence and courage with the ball. And I challenged the players at half-time to go and show that. And full marks to them, because I felt as if they responded really well. And I thought in the second half that we took the game to Liverpool for large periods. They were really playing much more on the counter-attack. And of course, they're a threat doing that. But overall, happy with the response and things at half time, especially when you consider that, you know, most teams, if they get a goal against them just before half time at Anfield, it's hard for them to kind of come out on the front foot. We did that, and I feel that it's maybe a chance for me to remind the players in the future about how good they are, how good they can be, and how we can play anywhere and play with confidence and belief.
You brought Gamboa in, I thought had a half decent game for you. Blanco had a little cameo for you as well. Is part of your challenge now finding that best 11, maybe elusive best 11, because you seem to have makings of a really good side in there somewhere?
Yeah, well, I think the 11 who went out are the best 11 at this particular time. We've got other players who are still in different stages of being at their best, you know. And so you mentioned Sebastian Blanco as an example. He's making good strides, and he's in a much better position than he was going into the last international break. But you know, he's still new. He's not had lots of experience in the Premier League, and you know, all of these little bits that he gets will help him to become better and better.
In terms of that confidence thing that you were talking about at the half-time interval, it seems a little bit unusual because you came in the back on back of three wins.
Yeah, it wasn't a lack of confidence. It was a lack of maybe courage.
Feeling like you belong
courage.
At Anfield.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah. You know, players who perhaps came and thought, well, you know, this, it's a difficult place to come. I've been here as a player myself, and I know how hard it is to play here. And so, you know, it was just simply reminding the players that you know, not only can we be difficult to break down and hard to play against, but we can play and we can cause the opposition problems. And I was much, much happier with the second half.